yet seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon his name while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Praise God. Let's stop here. I just read Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 6. It's saying, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And it goes further to explain how we can seek the Lord and how we can draw near to God. Praise God. How we can seek the Lord and how we can find the Lord, because seeking and finding the Lord is the only way a man can find true purpose in this life. If you pass through this earth without experiencing the Lord, it is like, you know, a stillbirth baby. You know what a stillbirth baby is? Baby that is born dead, just born dead, he enters into this world dead and is buried, it goes. He doesn't see the light of day. That is how it is when a man passes this world without experiencing God. Because everything that you go through, everything that you experience, everything is all in vain without experiencing the Lord in his fullness. If you want a rich life, if you want the joy of your youth, if you want the peace, if you want blessings, if you want security, safety, if you want love, if you want life, you must seek the Lord. Praise God. We must seek the Lord, the face of the Lord, while he may be found. Why does he say while he may be found? Because when men deviate from this principle, what happens is that they become more and more entangled with the happenings in this world. And the more and more you get entangled with the happenings that is in this world here, the more you lose awareness of God's kingdom. Isn't it? The more you lose awareness of God's presence. Now, God's presence is always there. God's kingdom does not move one inch. God does not move one inch. He's always there. But it is men that stray away from God. It is men that do what? Leaves God's presence. It is men in their vain imaginations that lose out on the glory of God. See, but the Bible is saying that the time has come to seek the Lord. Call upon him while he may be found. See, let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and, you know, will show him mercy. Because your thoughts as men are not the thoughts of what? Of God. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. God is giving us a new way of thinking, and he's giving us a new way in which we can walk. A new and living way. See, a new living way, a way to life, a way to prosperity. And living in God is not just a matter of living. It's talking about you know, experiencing God life, experiencing abundance, experiencing peace, experiencing bliss, experiencing a life that is boundless, without limitations, experiencing a life that's without fear, without anxiety. That life is possible, that life is there, but that life is only available to those who rediscover that, you know, that face of God. Because so we are seeing, you know, we are hearing many things today. God is speaking to us day and night. Everything is on how he can redeem his saints and bring them back to the place of life. Psalm 24 speaks about a generation. A generation that does what? That seeks the face of God. Praise God. This is the generation that will ascend unto what? Unto God's holy mountain. He says, who shall ascend? Who shall ascend what? God's holy mountain. Who can stand in the holy place of God? Who can stand in the place where God has commanded blessings forevermore? Who? It says, those that have clean hearts, a pure heart. Those that have clean hands and a pure heart. Those that have not lifted their souls to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Praise God. These are the ones that will receive, you know, righteousness from the God of his salvation. Praise God. You see, there's a righteousness that you receive from God. It's not the righteousness that you walk out as a man. It's a gift from God. And that righteousness is Christ. See, it's what the Bible calls imputed righteousness. Praise God. But you don't just lie down there. These things are there for us. But there are certain things that are necessary for a child of God to do to realize these things in its entirety. It is written here, isn't it, that we should work out our salvation what? With fear and trembling. Work it out with fear. Why fear and trembling? Why fear and trembling? So that we are not overcome with the cares of this life. We are not overcome with the vanities of this age. See, those that seek God, those that ascend unto the holy hill of God, those that stand upon the holy place of God and receive the blessings of God, it is written that they do not lift their soul to vanity. See, they have not sworn deceitfully. Now, these are people who walk purely in the Spirit. Praise God. Those who have left the cares of this life. Didn't Jesus Christ speak about the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this life? The vain glories of this world. These things come to choke the knowledge of God in you and the knowledge of God's kingdom in you. Praise God. But there's a generation that will turn their backs on the vanity of this age. Praise God. These are the generation that Bible calls this, they are the seekers of the face. See it in Psalms. It says that this, Psalm 24, it says that this is what the generation of them that seek, see, thy face, O Jacob. These are those who have turned their backs on the vanities of this age. It requires concentration. It requires prayers. See, it requires patience. See, it requires continuity, focus. it, it requires focus. This is why Jesus Christ says that those of you who have left all for my sake shall what? Inherit hundredfold and eternal life in the ages to come. Now, living all for the sake of Christ, because Christ is not of this world. You know that? Christ is not of this world. I've always said it. Christ is spirit. And that spirit is there, is everywhere. Praise God. And that spirit is a man. That spirit is the Christ. Christ is not a physical being. He's not a natural man. Christ is a spiritual man. And of course, he's a composite body. Praise God. So he says that those of you that have left all for my name's sake, you see this in Mark, Mark chapter 10, when he spoke about the eye of the needle, passing through the eye of the needle. He says that a rich man cannot enter in through the eye of the needle. A rich man cannot what? Enter into the eye of the needle. You know, he was equating it to a man of this world. Sorry, the camel cannot pass through the eye of the needle. It says that the rich man also cannot enter into God's kingdom. The rich man cannot pass through the door into God's kingdom. It's like a camel with his big humps trying to pass through the eye of the needle. It is impossible. Now, what is this rich man? The rich man is the one that is rich in self-knowledge, rich in the wisdom of this age. So what is the wisdom of this age? Doesn't the wisdom of this age educate you on your outer body? Educate you on the physical things of this world? Doesn't it educate you to have a sense of belonging into this world and to settle down in this world and to gather unto yourself in this world? So the wisdom of this age or the wisdom of this world is actually all from the depths of Satan. Praise God. And all these things we simply do is to cause you to be entangled to things that don't exist. Things that are what? Vain. Things that are idols. See, you look around. Anything that you can see and hold and touch with your natural eyes is only what? A temporal thing that is just like a figment of your imagination that what will pass away with time. And what these things do, they simply hinder you from your place in God. See it? That's why you have the lusts. And through lusts, you have sin. And through sin, you have death. See, lust came about when man began to receive wisdom from this world. The knowledge of this world, everything that we receive from this world, it simply corrupts us by hiding, you know, our true inheritance in light. So Jesus Christ says in Mark chapter 10, from verse 25, that it's easier for the camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for a rich man, the man of this world, the man of the flesh, who has some earthly attachment to this world, to enter into God's kingdom. It's impossible. See, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With men, it is what? Impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With men, with the wisdom of men, with the understanding of man, you cannot do anything. It is impossible, but the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, the impartation of God, we can pass through the eye of the needle. Enoch passed through the eye of the needle. Praise God. Why? Because he walked with God, and when you walk with God, God imparts his wisdom into you. Praise God. Now, walking with God, it talks about dedication. It talks about becoming a solid, as a solitary, a solitariness to walk with God. Praise God. Walking with God is something that will require you to make a sacrifice, because when you walk with God, it means you are communing with the invisible. You are walking with the invisible. Praise God. And we must exercise ourselves to trust God. Most of us have not trusted God. Most of us have trusted the arm of flesh. That's why we find ourselves in many, many problems, many, many difficult problems, in financial problems, marital problems. All these things around you just simply harass you for nothing. One day you are awake, you discover they are not there. Praise God. That's why I say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Praise God. Enter into the generation of the seekers of God. Hallelujah. These are the ones who have turned their back on vanity. They have not lifted their souls to vanity. See, it meaning that these ones have their treasures in heaven. They have their treasures in God's invisible realm. They are not lured away by this physical dimension in which men live in. They live in the spirit. They walk in the spirit. They have their being in the spirit. Hope, hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus Christ says that, because Peter responded to Jesus saying that we have left all to follow you. I'm reading Matthew chapter 10 from verse 25 to 31. You know, later on Peter says that, Jesus Christ, we have left all to follow you. And Jesus said, very, very, I say unto you, there is no man that has left his house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my name's sake, and the gospels, for my name's sake, that is the eternal name of the Lord. You leave it all to inherit the name of the Lord. You are living your own life, your own whatever that is earthly. You are living that which is terrestrial to gain that which is what? Spiritual, heavenly, which is celestial, which is eternal. See, those that have left all for my name's sake, that you've left your land, this is your land, you left your brethren, you've left everything that is terrestrial, everything that is of this world. Because let me tell you the truth, all your divisions, family, nations, all our definitions upon the earth are all erroneous. Praise God. There's only one family. See, and that's that celestial family which is named after the name of the Lord. Praise God. All these things that we have been initiated into, you know, when we entered into this world, we have to let go of it. See, all our temporal, you know, names, and we have to let go of these things by faith to follow Christ, Jesus Christ. Those of you that have left all for my name's sake, praise God, and for the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel reveals Christ. The gospel reveals Christ. The gospel, you know, gives you the good news of life upon Mount Zion. It gives you the good news of favor with God. Praise God. It unveils the secret of Christ. Your shiny personality. Your radiant personality, so that you can once more fellowship in light. So once more you can have life in its fullness. Once more you can exercise the all power. Hallelujah. The Alpha and Omega power. Once more you can rule and reign in life. This is the gospel. You don't have to perish and suffer down there. But the gospel invites you to God's holy hill, God's holy mountain, where you can enjoy life and life to the fullness. So those that have left all will gain a hundredfold, will gain a hundredfold, you know, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, for my name's sake, with persecutions and in the world to come, or in the age to come, the new creation, they have eternal life. Praise God. And the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, those who will find God, those who will find eternal life, are those who have exercised themselves patiently and allow the Spirit of God lead them back into that original state that they had in the beginning with God. It says that the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. The first and the last is the Alpha and the Omega. The first and the last is Christ. Before Abraham was, I am. See, I am from the beginning. See, John the Apostle in his first epistle says, that which was from the beginning, that which was what? From the beginning, in the bosom of God. Let me just read this carefully for those of us who have not read it before. That which was from the beginning, 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life that was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Praise God. That is the first, that eternal life, praise God, in the Father from the beginning. Now we're talking about the first shall be the last, and last shall be the first. And I'm explaining to you that that eternal life, that life that was from the beginning, is the Christ. It says, I am the beginning and the end. That is the Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So how can we, because God created you perfect. God created you to rule and to reign. God created you to be the express image of His glory and of His brightness, a manifestation of God in every sense. So what happened? What happened? Why the problems? Why the confusion? Why the pain? Why the sorrow? Why these things that we go through as men? It's simply because we all deviated. We descended from a spiritual realm, a spiritual sense of life, and we became terrestrial beings. Praise God. We became like that rich man who's like the camel trying to pass through the eye of the needle. See, some of us became religious. Religious people. Thinking that religion can carry you anywhere. Some of us became knowledge seekers. You think that knowledge can carry you anywhere. The only thing that will ever be needed is that a man rediscover the beginning, which is the end. And how can we discover the beginning? Is by living all everything. Living everything is a sacrifice. But I tell you, there's benefit. I'm going to show you something now. We have to live everything by faith. Praise God. The days come when those who love God will live by faith. Praise God. Living by the power of God. And God will sustain you. Praise God. Can God sustain you? Yes. God can sustain you. God can keep you. God can prosper you. Praise God. Now, Jesus Christ also, you know, there are certain statements He made while He was here on the earth. There are examples for all of us. He said something, said that He had come into this world and now He was about to leave this world. Praise God. I go to the Father. Now, this is a confession that every child of God must have. See, we left the glory of the Father. We descended from the spiritual realm, from the boundless realm of God. And our descent is actually in the mind. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Our descent is in the mind. It's in the mind, because we're not just talking about coming here to have a physical body. See, that is not the totality of it. It's actually in the mind, because in reality you can have a physical presence in this world and have your mind correct. You can have the sound mind, that same sound mind that was in Christ Jesus, even while you are here on the earth. Having the sound mind which is in Christ Jesus means that you walk in the spirit, because the mind of Christ is the mind of God. And I tell you, God does not see things carnally like we see. He doesn't walk carnally like we walk. God's mind is spiritual, it's celestial. That's why it says that my thoughts are what? Are higher than your thoughts. Your thoughts are of the dust. Your thoughts are of the earthly. Your thoughts are of that thing that crawls on the ground. But God's thoughts are eternal, infinite, in the heavenlies, praise God. So you can have a physical body upon the earth and actually have your mind, you know, walking in heavenly places. It's possible. That is how Jesus Christ walked upon the earth. It is possible. Praise God. And that is why we have the Spirit of God today, so that we don't walk ignorantly. Like the nations who are alienated from the life of God walk, but we can walk perfect in our generation. It is possible, but there has to be a desire to fellowship with the Spirit of God, a desire to just know you. The psalmist says that, Harrison says that, just to be in the presence of God, just to behold the beauty of God, and just to stand in the presence of God, this is all he seeks. He has no ambition in this world. He doesn't want to be seen. He doesn't want to be known of men. He doesn't want to have a big church. He doesn't want to, you know, to be known as a great mystery man or whatever. All he wants is just to be in the presence of God. And I tell you, there are myriads, they are uncountable, innumerable angels, messengers, sons of God, who are in that presence. And all they are satisfied to do is just to behold the face of God. And that is all. Nothing else. Praise God. That is their food. That is their clothing. That is their housing. That is their glory. That is everything that they will ever need. And this should be our mindset. Praise God. Let us not think that we can ever derive satisfaction and fulfillment in the things of this world. It will not give you. Don't be deceived. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satisfaction comes when, in the morning, when you are awake, see it, and discover, you see yourself the way you are from the beginning. Joy comes in the morning, isn't it? Isn't that written in the Bible? It says joy comes in the morning, isn't it? Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. In the morning is when you are awake. And when you are awake, what happens is Christ that appears. Christ is the one that has been from the beginning. Praise God, you can enjoy life to the fullness when you discover your spirituality, your boundless self, the beauty that you are, the perfection that you are. It wipes away every inferiority complex. It wipes away all your fears, your tribulation, your worries for loved ones and all those things. You discover that you don't need to worry for anything, because all things are perfect, and all things came out of God, and all things go back to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the New Jerusalem, when John saw the New Jerusalem, he saw that those who were there, the servants of God, what do? They see the face of God. They are before the throne of God and of the Lamb, and they see the face of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. They see his face. Isn't it written, blessed are the pure, see it in heart, for they shall see what? They shall see God. Praise God. They shall see God. They shall experience God. It's not so more a hearsay thing, but they experience God in his fullness. And I tell you, experiencing God is experiencing love. Praise God. It's experiencing what, you know, you don't know what love is as a man. Men are creatures of fear, of speculation, anxiety, worries. You don't know love as a man. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you know love, if you see the love of God, that is your reward forever. That is the love that says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. See, this once in the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 22, that serve the Lord. They have the name of the Father upon their foreheads and they see the Father. They are enveloped in the glory of God. These are the ones who have rediscovered their glorious selves in God. That this is the wish of God for every man. Eh? He wants every man to come to the knowledge of the truth. That you are the nature. You are in his image and you are in his likeness. He wants everybody to realize or to rediscover his name written upon their foreheads. He wants every man to rediscover himself before that throne, beholding his face in love. Praise God. That is all you need. Praise God. That is what will put the bread upon your table. That is what will give you your Mercedes to drive. Praise God. That is what will, you know, will heal your bodies. That is what will heal your broken hearts. Praise God. That is what will destroy every bondage in your life. Every fear, anxiety will be destroyed. Is destroyed as you realize the love of God. As you see God. Seeing God is seeing the true God. Not just images that we have constructed for ourselves as men. Images of God that is somewhere watching out for you to get you. Images of God that says, do this, do that, don't do this, do that, do this, do that. Images of a judgmental God who's out for revenge. See, like a tiger on the prowl, watching out for prey. These are the images that we've had of God. See, a God who's watching out for sacrifices and waiting for people to burn incense to him and to praise him and to give donations to him, otherwise he gets angry and he wouldn't bless you. But when you see God, the face of God, you begin to see true love. The three disciples that followed Jesus to the transfiguration experienced love. They experienced a presence, the warmness, the love. That is why they said, let us build tents and stay there. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We today stay there. We today have the possibility to remain there in that glory. Oh, hallelujah. So a generation that seeks the face of God, let this be our desire day and night. Praise God. Bearing in mind that God is faithful. That's one example I always mention in the Bible, and it's a very wonderful example, that of Moses. Remember clearly that Moses is not somebody that was born poor. Eh? Hallelujah. Moses was a prince. Moses was rich. Now, to be a prince in those days is something like being a demigod. You know that? We're not just talking of princes of these days. We're talking of to be a prince in those days was like being a god. Because they were like, they had all the riches of Egypt in the house of Pharaoh, and Moses was considered a son to Pharaoh. Like a son to Pharaoh. He grew up in the palace. He grew up in the realm of fame and riches and glories of Egypt. Praise God. What is it that you want to have that people like Moses did not have? See, but there was a pull in the heart of Moses. A pull towards God. Praise God. When Moses left Egypt to run away from Egypt, actually there was a pull, something pulling him out of Egypt. It is the Spirit of God that was pulling the soul of Moses to the fountains of living water. Moses left everything. Hallelujah. He left everything. Are you listening? He left what? Everything. Everything. He didn't take a pin out of what? Egypt. He didn't take a pin out of Egypt. And I tell you, his eyes were seeing the God of Jacob. Of course, he went through a period of trials, isn't it? He went through hard times. They were tough times. Rough times, 40 years in a wilderness. Somebody was in palace, in comfort zone. He now entered in 40 years into a wilderness. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And see how God honored every step of Moses. Until Moses appeared before the burning bush. Remember that the burning bush, what Moses was appearing was, he was appearing before the face of God. Praise God. That burning bush is the same burning bush that John saw. No, in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Because when he saw the Alpha and the Omega, he turned around and he saw in between what? Seven golden candle lampstands. Hallelujah. Now these are those of you who know the menorah, that is the golden candle lampstand that used to be in the temples of Egypt of old. It was actually a picture of a tree, of an almond tree, blossoming almond tree. What happened is that when Moses was before the burning bush, he was actually standing before that eternal Spirit of God. He was standing before the face of the Lord. That was the body of Christ that he was seeing in that burning bush. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Moses became one with that voice. From that moment until his death, Moses never lived as Moses anymore. Moses actually started to walk on behalf of that invisible presence that he saw upon that mountain. But you can see that the principle of it all is that Moses left all, and by faith he rediscovered all. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
By faith he rediscovered that which is celestial. Praise God. Hallelujah. His brothers and his sisters and his land, everything was in that bush, that burning bush. See, that same burning bush is the same cloud that was over them by day, and is the same fire, pillar of fire that was over them by night. That was the thing that was leading the Israelites. That was with Moses all the days of his life. Why? Because he was united back in fellowship with God. And Moses was the only one, apart from the high priest who could do it only once a year, Moses had access to the holies of holies where he could stand and, you know, commune with God. Praise God. This is the same Moses that ascended the Mount of Horeb to receive the Ten Commandments. Praise God. We can experience God. We can truly see God. See, but would you allow the Spirit of God patiently lead us? Hallelujah. At times it can be very, very, you know, how do I put it? You have voices. Praise God. But if we trust God and we dedicate our lives to prayers and waiting on God, God will lead us to that place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amos chapter 5 verse 8 says, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and the day dark with night. Praise God. That calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Seek him that makes the seven stars. Now, you know, the seven stars are actually the messengers of God. See, these are the morning stars that shout for joy in the presence of God. Praise God. Jesus Christ in the Revelations says, you know, he speaks about the seven stars. These are the seven messengers to the seven churches. These are the seven angels or seven messengers to the seven churches. It's a body of people. Praise God. These are people who have really discovered themselves back in the place of life, ruling and reigning with Christ. Seven stars, the plate. It's a body of people. Praise God. These are the ministers of God. Seek him. See, we are admonished to seek him with all our heart, with all our soul, to rediscover that thing experientially. It's possible. Praise God. God is love, and his desire is to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, when the pressure comes from without, financial problems, see, when your phone calls come, the bills come, and all those kind of stuff, let the eyes be focused on that presence that is beyond the veil of the carnal mind. The carnal mind can't see it, but you will see it. Let the eyes be focused on it, and let patience lead you ever closer, praise God, to that presence. Praise God, so that you can experience life in its fullness. God is able to deliver his body, is those who seek him. See, he says, many are the troubles of the righteous, but God delivered them from everyone. And praise God, everyone. Because the troubles that we have today is because of we were not listening in the first place. That's why we find ourselves entangled with many problems, because we were not listening in the first place. If we were listening to the Spirit of God, we would not have some of the problems that we have. See, but now that you are ready to listen, God will lead you by the hands, praise God, through an open door out of that realm of chaos, and shall show you loving kindness and peace. Praise God. So the hour has come to seek God, brethren. Hallelujah. Let us leave our cares with God. See, Jesus Christ experienced life in the flesh. So he's aware, the high priest is aware of the things that we suffer as men. He's aware of the limitations that we have as men. Praise God. So let us not be discouraged, but let us have our face always set to him that sits upon the throne. Let us be gathered among the myriads, the multitude that stand before the one who sits on the throne in white, with palm branches, singing praises unto his name forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless you. Thank you for this great privilege, eternal life. Praise God. Thank you for this great privilege to hear words like this. You have promised us a new name. You have promised us riches in glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, I have given you a kingdom. Behold, I give you a kingdom. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The kingdom is ours. Hallelujah. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Receive these things by faith. Receive it because it is yours. It is a free gift of God. Hallelujah. Let the barriers in our lives be removed by the power and the grace of God. Let everything be removed, and let there be passageway for the sons of God to move on into their inheritance in God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, my sister, the Lord showed you something while we were preaching, while we were sharing the word, isn't it? A vision. You want to share with the brethren?
Praise the Lord, brethren. As we were listening to the word, the Lord showed me in a vision the set of gold earrings, necklace, ring, and bangle placed on the table with stones or the pendants. That's what the Lord Almighty has told.
Hallelujah. Gold earrings, bangles. You know, the earring, actually, spiritually speaking, those are symbols of hearing. God is giving us divine capabilities to hear the things of the spirit. Now we go through many problems because we are not listening. Praise God. Any problem we go through is because we are not listening. If we were listening, we would never have any problem we have. Praise God. We became dull of hearing, and when we became dull of hearing, we now entangle ourselves with many things, many vain things, many foolish things that are not. Praise God. Now the time has come to listen, and when we listen, God leads us through an open gate back into His glory. Praise God. The totality of God is ours. Hallelujah. Thank God for hearing ears. Hallelujah. To hear, to perceive the voice of the Spirit. Mind how you hear. Praise God. Blessed are those who have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.